more of Lake Effect, I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. Fall may be the best season that Milwaukee has to offer, or maybe you like summer or spring. It is up for debate.
And so are the various winners chosen in the October issue of Milwaukee Magazine. It's the magazine's annual Best of issue, and it features some of the highlights of the city in areas ranging from the familiar, like Best Taco, to the less well-known, like Best Boozy Art Class.
Managing the whole operation is the magazine's editor-in-chief, Carol Nixon, who joined me and Bonnie in the studio recently. Welcome back to the show.
It's great being here. And great talking about the Best of issue. It's one of my favorite issues.
All right. So why is it one of your favorite issues? And talk about how this issue came together. They all have, you know, kind of a Best of theme. But what makes this year's distinct?
This year, well, you know, it's one of my favorite issues because it's a free-for-all of subjective opinion. We do not make any claims to be objective or to have a particular voting process. We just, you know, toss out what we all like, and all the editors have their own specialties, but it's also an opportunity for editors to voice an opinion about categories that aren't their specialties. And then we, you know, arm wrestle and just figure out what is going to rise to the top. The cream rises to the top, so in Cream City.
are there hurt feelings by the end of this process?
Oh, you know, if there are, I don't hear about it. That's the nice thing of having, you know, being the boss, you have your own office and you can kind of just keep things that you don't want to hear out of it.
Well, you say that this is a process with all of the editors, but there are two things that are not. These are actual people's choice.
Yes. The people spoke, and those two things are the taco bracket. So in August, we had this big taco story, and so here in the October issue, we put all the taco places out there in a bracket form, so similar to a sports bracket, and online people voted, you know, one against another until the winner emerged, and that is Gypsy Taco.
And for people who are not familiar with Gypsy Taco, this is a food truck.
Yes.
But it's a food truck that doesn't really move around, right?
No, it's a stationary food truck at Boone and Crockett, and those tacos are good.
Well, I was going to say, I was looking at all of the tacos that were the taco places that were mm-hmm. listed, and I thought, wow, there are some fabulous taco places here.
I know. It's tough competition. I mean, I love Cafe Corazon. And the thing is that I think, you know, each of the taco places on the list has its own specialties, so I think none of them are bad. It's just Gypsy. Gypsy does things a little bit more cutting edge and not so traditional, and they are really good.
Taking the taco to a new level.
Taking it to a new level.
Well,
yes.
And it's interesting because I don't think they came up in the. I spoke with Ann Christensen when she wrote her. Mm-hmm. I think it was a cover story Best Tacos, and so this is also taking something that that Ann wrote about and sending it out to the. I was going to say listeners, but readers.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And checking in on their opinion. The other crowdsourced, I gather, is the first category in the Best of. There is a very attractive dog.
It's a puppy.
It is a puppy.
And she's so cute.
And she's really cute. She is Petunia, and she was voted Best French Bulldog. And this was a contest, again, that started online. Everybody sent in their French Bulldog photos, and people voted. And then we chose, I think, 10 runners-up. And they all went to Bastille Day, so you could see the dogs and pet them and then cast your vote. And Petunia won. Now, Petunia is a puppy. She's a little white French bulldog puppy. I guess she's, you know, growing up now. They grow up quick. But there was some feeling among the other contestants that it was not fair to compete against a puppy. How can you compete against a puppy?
But grumbling amongst the other dogs.
There was grumbling because they were all so cute.
But you can almost imagine her eating a baguette.
You can, definitely.
Yes, with accordion music. Should we stay on the food? Since we seem to be staying on food, the Best Friday Fish Fry.
Yes. Well, that is Fritz's Pub. And, you know, if you haven't been to Fritz's, now's the time to go because apparently they're going to close in 2018. And so this is the final countdown for Fritz's.
And they're on South 20th Street.
They are. Yeah. And I've been there, and it's quite tasty.
Is it good?
It's good.
Okay.
Good
All
with
right.
a beer. I wouldn't complain right now.
Speaking, this is a bad segue, but speaking of beer, a lot of people like to consume a beer at a sporting event. The cover of this issue and the centerfold are the person named Best Athlete. And it's probably hard to argue with this. Giannis Antetokounmpo has really kind of taken Milwaukee and the NBA by storm. What made him such a compelling figure to feature in this issue?
Well, before I answer that, I think that next year we have to give you a best of for being able to pronounce Giannis's last name, because I cannot.
Took quite a lot of practice, I will say. Maybe 5 or 6 Bucks games last year.
Giannis, I mean, I think that there's so many reasons why we chose Giannis, but to whittle it down to one is that he is so good and he's still getting better. I mean, he's, you know, we have him here in his, not even his prime, his, like, pre-prime, you know, and it's just exciting.
And in a day when athletes are, you know, sometimes complicated figures, and there are some who are difficult to like if they weren't on your team, Giannis seems to be a pretty likable guy.
Really seems to be. Now, I wouldn't know firsthand. He was not available for an interview. He was in he was in Greece visiting his family, and so we were not able to talk to him. But from all accounts, he's a lovely young man.
Bonnie, again, difficult segue, but you were going to ask about a particular, I'll say, accessory.
Yes, yes, the sexcessory. The thing that grabbed my eye about this is the idea behind it.
Uh-huh.
And these are basically condoms marketed to at-risk teens.
Yes.
And this is a designer came up with this. And so how did you find out about it? And then I don't see any other sexcessories. So it is a family magazine.
How competitive was the category?
Yes, exactly.
Well, I have to say there were no other competitors in the category, but these arrived in my office. That does not happen that often that someone sends me something, but this box of condoms arrived, and each condom has its own special design, and the designs are so funny and they're just hilarious, and the illustrations are great. And so, you know, first and foremost, it was a visual thing for me. And then they have funny names like Papa Stopper, and, you know, I can't, that's the only one I'm going to say. You have to, and then, so then I found out a little bit about them. And yes, they're free, and they're for at-risk teens, and they're available at different places around the city. You can go to the website. The website is usenaughtybags.com. That's what they're called, Naughty Bags. And so it's a great cause and really, really well done. I mean, they're hilarious.
So if there were not competitors in that category, there is a category that had a lot of competitors. It's a category you label Rocky Marcoux's favorite buildings. And really, there are a lot of maybe iconic buildings, certainly distinctive buildings that have gone up around Milwaukee in recent years, and some that have been up for a long time.
It's true. So his number one pick, of course, is the new Northwestern Mutual building. And if you haven't been inside that building, oh my gosh, I mean, it's amazing.
I've only seen it from the outside. I haven't been in yet.
Oh, it's so beautiful. And there's a Starbucks, so you can go in and, you know, just hang out. And oh, it's just really, really nice. It's a wonderful addition to our skyline. It's just a beautiful building. But, well, in second place, I questioned this. He names the new Bucks Arena. Well, it's not finished yet, so, but, you know, I wasn't going to argue with Rocky. And then third place, Old Main Historic Hospital at the VA Medical Center, which, I mean, all of those buildings are just astounding, et cetera, et cetera. I'm not going to spoil it all, but we have some great buildings here, and Rocky really kind of created a list that has old and new and all styles of architecture.
And then there's shopping.
Oh,
which
yes.
is Mitch's favorite topic.
Oh.
We can't get him away from the catalog.
Hard to pry
yeah.
me away from the catalog.
Yes.
So, yeah, the public radio version of GQ.
But one of my favorite categories, or one of the titles, Best for What You Never Knew You Needed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that is commonplace. And it's sort of, you know, it's a very designy store. And I think it's a very hip store. And yeah, it's, you know, if you're looking for a gift, but also if you're just looking, it's the kind of place where it's like, oh my gosh, I have to have that. Who would
I don't know what it is, but I have
yes,
to have it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. And there's other interesting things too, including what I always love bookstores. It's one of my favorite places to be. And there's a best new bookstore.
Yes. Voyager Bookshop. It's been open about a year, I think. And
they're down in Bayview, right?
Yes.
So, well, it's just, it's cool that there are more bookstores opening up.
Absolutely.
I mean, as opposed to fewer.
Exactly.
So I don't want to put you on the spot here, but I'm going to put you on the spot.
Okay.
One of the great things about an article like this is it exposes us, even though some of these are the best ofs are names and places we've known well for a long time, they also expose us to places that we've never heard of. You are still, in the grand scheme of things, relatively new to Milwaukee, but are there one or two places or people that this article exposed you to that you were really not familiar with before?
Well, there are a couple. One is Habhegger Wheel and Axle, and it was founded in 1832, and apparently it's a fantastic mechanics shop, and so fantastic that some people did not want to include it in the list for fear it will become too popular. But there I go, blowing the secret. That was one that I'd never heard of at all. There are quite a few that are new to me, but I have to say that, you know, Cedric Gardner is a dancer, and he is from Milwaukee. He's done things nationally, and now he's back in Milwaukee working with the kids at the Boys and Girls Club. And he brought those kids to our Best of Party, and they were amazing. I mean, they were so excited and happy to be there, and then they just, you know, they just started dancing, and they were so talented and great, and I think it was just the crowd went wild.
And he was the one who did the advertisement with the kids, right?
Yes.
Did a big video. I remember that came through. All right, so is there one last thing you'd like to leave us with, Carol?
I would. One of my best ofs, one of my choices, was the best flower maker. And again, it's a category where we were not comparing a lot of different flower makers. he was really the only flower maker that had come to our attention. But his name is David Fly Flower Man Williams. And he, if you ever see a man dressed to the nines in a very funky, esoteric way, holding some paper flowers, you know, I'm pretty certain that will be David. And you have to go up and talk to him, because he is just a font of goodwill, and he believes in flower power and that flowers can save all of us. And
he's making them out of, like, paper and cutout and that sort of thing, right?
He makes them out of paper. He puts some glitter on them. He's very talented. And in the course of making one for you, he's likely to quote Dr. Seuss and a number of other great writers of our time.
So it's an immersive experience.
It is. Yeah. It is.
Very
cool.
And
I say more power to the flower man.
Well, there are lots and lots of other categories that are all worth reading. But to do that, you have to have a copy of the current Milwaukee magazine. Carol, thanks so much.
Great being here.
Carol Nixon is editor-in-chief of Milwaukee Magazine. The magazine's Best of 2017 feature is in the October issue, which is on newsstands now.